Turtle.
Yeah. Now, do you call them turtles in water or land or both?
Well, there's a dry land turtle, we call them.
Okay. And what do you call the ones that are in the water? Do you have any special name for them?
Well, there is a difference in them. But I can't think of it.
All right. How about these things that fly around a candle? See, around a light bulb?
Candle flies?
All right. Now, those are the same things that get into your clothes?
Moths.
Yeah.
We call those moths.
Are those different from candle flies?
They're similar.
Okay. What would you call this one when you talk about moths? Just one, singular.
A moth.
Yeah. And these things that fly around and light up at night?
We call them lightning bugs.
Okay. And these long things with filmy wings that fly around?
The butterflies.
You see them out in the country. You know, they have long, slender wings.
I don't know. We may
call it a snake something.
A snake feeder.
Yeah. Would you call it that rather than a dragonfly, or?
Say most people would call it a snake feeder.
Okay. And now I'll name a few different kinds of stinging insects.
Like the wasp.
Yeah. What else?
Like the bees.
Yeah.
Or the yellow jacket.
All right. And another kind.
The bumblebee.
Yeah. Hornet.
The hornets.
Yeah. Now, how about one that doesn't sting, that builds a nest out of a wasp that doesn't sting?
You call them dirt bombers.
Sure. And how about these little things that sting and draw blood and they itch?
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. These things that hop along in the grass are.
Grasshoppers?
Yeah. And up in the corner, sometimes you have to dust things out. Something made by a spider. What's that called?
A web.
Okay. Now, would you call it the same thing indoors or out?
Now, some people might refer to them as a cobweb.
Where would that be?
That would be inside.
Inside. How about the parts of a tree under the ground?
Under the ground.
Yeah.
The roots.
Okay. And what some names for different kinds of common trees?
Oak. Maple, elm, walnut trees, apple trees.
Are there any different kinds of maple trees?
Yes, there's a Japanese maple, I believe, and I'm not too familiar.
Are there any sugar maples around here?
No.
Okay. What would you call a number of maple trees together, growing together?
Area.
Say if you saw six or seven of them, or maybe more, you know, growing.
You want the word clump?
Something like
clump
that. Sure, that's fine. How about the sycamore? Is that a tree? You have those
we have some.
Some what?
Some sycamore trees.
Okay. All right. Now, as you name a couple different kinds of poison, I think give you a rash, some different kinds of bushes or trees give you a rash.
You're talking about the ivy,
okay.
The poison ivy, or poison oak.
Are those different?
Yes.
Okay, what's the difference?
Poison ivy is, they both grow more on the ground,
mm-hmm.
But there's a difference in the leaves.
How about a kind of bush-like tree that gets bright red in the fall, and also you can get a rash from that to it?
I don't know.
No, sumac or shumac?
No, not familiar with me.
Okay. Now, how about some different kinds of berries?
You mean the berries that we have around here?
Yeah.
We have blackberry and raspberry, and we have a...
Kind of sell on the highway a lot. Boxes.
Oh, the strawberries?
Yeah. Now, if you're taking some children out, you might say, you better be careful in picking those berries, because some of those berries are...
Poison.
All right.